From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, John, VK4JPM with the Darling Downs Radio Club update for Sunday the 10th of November. Let's start with the reminder for tomorrow's member meeting. These run on the second Monday of every month at the Toowoomba Library, starting from 1900 local time. You'll find us on Level 3. Tons of free parking underneath. Take the lift up and keep turning right after the doors open. You can't miss us. This month, the topic is balloons, and specifically, those that go halfway to outer space, maybe even three times as high as jet planes. Dave Neeby, VK4DN, was part of a team from Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club when they did two high-altitude balloon experiment launches, and he'll be along tomorrow to tell us the full story. There are so many parts to an experiment like this, and it's what hams do best. We come up with ideas and make them work. Dave will be able to talk about the preparation, payloads, the launch, recovery, and what the experimenters learned from both successes and failures. Bring your questions and your experiences, and who knows, maybe this is an opportunity for the Darling Downs Club to do something similar. Speaking of the club, over the last month, we supported JOTA in Goombungee and soldering training in Bundaberg. It might seem like small activities, but this is butterfly wings stuff. You just don't know who is going to be influenced and how, and this is a great thing for the club to be doing to help the next generation. Coming up in December, our meeting topic is software-defined radios and what you can do with some pretty cheap and easily available hardware. Plus, we want to talk to you about ideas for club development and where we might head in the next 5 years. The committee has a few ideas floating around and we'd like your input and thoughts. All this is on the website at www.ddrci.org.au, and if you're a member, you should have received an email with the latest news and reminders. If you can't find info or you have a question, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au, and if you didn't get to write that down, just use your favourite search engine and search for Darling Downs Radio Club. You'll find us. But mostly we'd like to find you, so here's a final reminder. Tomorrow night, Toowoomba Library, 1900 Eastern Time, and join us for the meeting, a cuppa, a natter, and a bit of brain food. And don't forget the Club Net on VK4RDD every Sunday at 1000 hours. That's it for this week. 73 from John, VK4JPM for the team at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This past week has seen some notable happenings. The Melbourne Cup was run and won by a Queensland-trained horse. The Reserve Bank held the interest rate constant. An inland town was evacuated because of strong fire activity, and the sun assailed us with a solar flare action once more. However, the thing that captured the media attention has been the electoral joust in the USA. It would appear that the candidate most likely to be declared president is the one with the most disruptive policies as far as our country is concerned. Mr. Trump has promised tariff barriers to protect US manufacturing, and according to the commentators, a raft of other changes is in trade and economic activities. That would be fine but for the fact that the country he is anxious to lead is so enmeshed in the world trade, diplomatic and military pacts that it is the classic case of America sneezes, Australia catches cold. Even as TV stations on air and online presented the election commentaries, reports were going to air that governments and no doubt international businesses were attempting to work out the ramifications of the changes that Mr. Trump has mooted. Based on his rhetoric, economists are forecasting large increases in monetary inflation and the cost of living in the US with flow-on effects to countries such as ours. We've had the media impress the messages from the Reserve Bank, the government and the man in the street, that the cost of borrowed money is crippling people financially, with repayments beyond their capacity to pay, and the general cost of living is placing stress on food bank-type charities as more people try to survive without enough money. It's hard to predict what effects we will see long-term, but with so much manufacturing being done in China, everything from keyrings to smartphones, electric vehicles to underwear, will be suddenly affected if a newly minted leader imposes a 60% tariff on goods made there. For us who enjoy the thrill of recreation electronics, just think of where so much of our gear comes from. It may bear the logo of a famous brand, but it has, in smaller writing, a message, made in China. If we try and think this through, it becomes mind-boggling as the implications of what Mr. Trump's policies can have on our small country down under. As much as it is Christmas shopping time, when we gather up and squirrel away goodies for the festive season, it might be prudent to consider purchases which might become more expensive just after New Year and a presidential inauguration. It's not our place to discuss or debate the politics of what is occurring, but sensibly we should take account of the outcome when the world wobbles on its axis. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.